Okay, so in order to pinpoint the origin, the true origin of the great lie we're now facing, you got to go all the way back to one man. He's the face of the origin of this great lie, Louis Pasteur, the so-called father of the germ theory. All right, Louis Pasteur was just another scientist in league with the Rockefeller family, and he pushed this germ theory, which is still pushed as fact by all medical schools today and mainstream medicine today. That's what everything is based on. All right, now, terrain theory was put into play by Pasteur's rival, Antoine Bechamp, who says, our bodies, or he said, our bodies express bacteria and viruses as cleaning and alarm messenger agents to other cells. Okay. But of course, to sell drugs and vaccines, pharmaceutical-backed companies, doctors, and schools ran with Pasteur's germ theory and tried to blame every disease possible on it. We continue on here. Quote, Rockefeller medicine has always placed profit before healing. The anti-vaccine movement should change its name to the anti-Rockefeller medicine movement because it's based on Pasteur's discredited germ theory that he himself recanted on his deathbed. Bechamp was right all along. He basically said, quote, clean the fishbowl, don't vaccinate the fish, end quote. Pasteur said that the body is sterile. No, it isn't. But that claim gave the capitalists the green light to make drugs, injectables, radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery our standard health methods. So this military assault style of healing has left one in two children diagnosed with a chronic condition today. It has utterly failed the world. End quote. It's a MMT solution post by at medium.com. So we move on to a Dr. Robert Young, CPT PhD neuropathic practitioner, and he's outspoken on this subject as well. And he says, quote, Bechamp was able to see bacteria and other nanomaterials emerge from the cell as opposed to coming from outside the cell, like most people have been taught. Bechamp proposed that the environment of the body determines what can live and not live. The source of common disease is chemical poisoning, which can come in many forms, such as pesticides, herbicides, GMOs, and vaccines, all of which do not come from nature. They are produced by the military-industrial pharmaceutical complex. The Rockefellers knew this would be an infinite source of revenue if they could convince the population of germ theory. End quote. So basically, guys, Pasteur is the Einstein of biology and microbiology. He is the plagiarist fraud puppet, proven in documentation and many published books and writings out there for you to discover yourself, because you're not going to rely on the media and education system at all to learn about Bechamp and this truth. So you gotta search for it yourself. But he's this plagiarist fraud puppet, and he was to be dangled in front of the masses to perpetuate a death, poison, enslavement paradigm, and to pave the way, as it turns out, for their ultimate, most powerful psychological weapon in their arsenal for this very moment, as we see it manifesting, the invisible germ boogeyman. The invisible droplet monster, etc., as the foundation and premise for quote unquote uncontrollable, uncontainable contagions and pandemics. The final nail in the coffin for full spectrum dominance and control, destruction of human bonding, relationships, sexual reproduction, because no touching, etc. Thus, in the end, depopulation and their final dystopian wet dream realized. Right? All accomplished through the fear of pandemics and germ theory based spread of disease and viruses. Okay, guys, so as I usually like to do, I'm going to go ahead and read a few snippets or short reviews of the book here. This book here, Bechamp or Pasteur, A Lost Chapter in the History of Biology, Ethel D. Hume. And of course, links below so you could check out the rest of the reviews if you'd like. Purchase the book. Of course, I'll leave as many options as I can that's available to us to acquire this book. And then we're gonna show a nice little excerpt reading from our good friend Moms Against Medical Bullying. Okay, so let's go ahead and read just a few here. Brilliant. Recommend everyone to read this book. Was Pasteur the greatest con man, psychopath ever to walk this earth? Yes, he was perfect for the elite agenda to destroy humanity with the vaccine narrative using his fake science, which still exists today. Read it. Okay, rudimentary review there. A must-read book for the few physicians that can think outside the box of their medical training. Hume's book will challenge your thinking on the quote-unquote disease theory that has dominated American medical schools for the past century. It is very well researched and presents documentation from the Academy of Physicians, of which both Pasteur and Bechamp were members. She presents excerpts of presentations, including timelines for which both men supplied before the Academy, and one will readily see the vast differences in intelligence and integrity between these two individuals. Read and learn. Re-educate yourself with this book. Everything you were taught about germ theory and virology is wrong. Bechamp and his theory will make you rethink everything you thought you knew about germs and viruses. Fairly new review here, June 29th, 2020. Here's May 2019. Bechamp finally remembered for all of his accomplishments. This was an extremely well-done historical analysis of medical science involving these two forerunners of germ theory and infectious diseases. But perhaps for the very first time, the facts and the truth are revealed about these two men, especially the unacknowledged genius of Bechamp and how Pasteur, whose accomplishments were really quite modest, stole most of his ideas from Bechamp.
Bechamp or Pasteur, A Lost Chapter in the History of Biology by Ethel Douglas Hume. Prefaced by Pasteur, Plagiarist Imposter, The Germ Theory Exploded by R.B. Pearson. So it's like two books in one. And the part that I just wanted to read a snippet of is where about Florence Nightingale. Widely known is indicated by the fact that the world famous English nurse Florence Nightingale published an attack on the idea of this germ theory in 1860, over 17 years before Pasteur adopted it and claimed it as his own. Diseases are not individuals arranged in classes like cats and dogs, but conditions growing out of one another, Florence Nightingale says. Is it not living in a continual mistake to look upon diseases as we do now, as separate entities which must exist like cats and dogs, instead of looking upon them as conditions, like a dirty and clean condition, and just as much under our control, or rather as the reaction of kindly nature against the conditions in which we have placed ourselves? I was brought up to believe that smallpox, for instance, was a thing of which there was once a first specimen in the world, which went on propagating itself in a perpetual chain of descent, just as there was a first dog or a first pair of dogs, and that smallpox would not begin by itself any more than a new dog would begin without there having been parent dog. Since then, I have seen with my own eyes and smelled with my own nose smallpox growing up in first specimens, either in closed rooms or in overcrowded wards, where it could not by any possibility have been caught, but must have begun there. I have seen diseases begin, grow up, and turn into one another. Now, dogs do not turn into cats. I have seen, for instance, with a little overcrowding, continued fever grow up, and with a little more, typhoid fever, and with a little more, typhus, and all in the same ward or hut. Would it not be far better, truer, and more practical if we looked upon disease in this light? For diseases, as all experience shows, are adjectives, not noun substantives. True nursing ignores infection except to prevent it. Cleanliness and fresh air from open windows, with unremitting attention to the patient, are the only defense a true nurse either asks or needs. Wise and humane management of the patient is the best safeguard against infection. The greater part of nursing consists of preserving cleanliness. The specific disease doctrine is the grand refuge of weak, uncultured, unstable minds, such as now rule in the medical profession. There are no specific diseases. There are specific disease conditions. Here you have Florence Nightingale, the most famous nurse in history. After lifelong experience with infection, contagion, and epidemics, challenging the germ theory, 17 years before Pasteur put it forward as his own discovery, in which it wasn't, she clearly understood it and its utter fallacy better before 1860 than Pasteur did, either in 1878 or later. Now to see what a parasite Pasteur was on men who did things, let us digress and go back a few years to the time when the study of germs was an outgrowth of the study of fermentation.